Palestine, April 1948. George Haddad's patience ended as he glared at the man bound to the chair. Like himself, his prisoner possessed the swarthy skin, aquiline nose, and deep-set brown eyes of a Syrian or a Lebanese. But there was something about this man Haddad did not like.
I'll ask one more time. Who are you?
Haddad's soldiers had caught the stranger 3 hours ago, just before dawn. He'd been walking alone, unarmed, which was foolish. Ever since the British decided to partition Palestine into two states, one Arab, the other Jewish, war had raged. Yet this fool had walked straight into an Arab stronghold.
Did you hear me, imbecile? I asked who you are.
I'm a guardian.
What's that?
We're keepers of knowledge.
Haddad was not in the mood for riddles. Arabs were being systematically murdered and expelled. Land that their families had occupied for 1,600 years was being confiscated. The Nakba, the catastrophe, was happening. Haddad needed to be fighting the enemy, not listening to nonsense.
We're all keepers of knowledge, he said. Mine is how to wipe from the face of this earth every Zionist I can find.
Which is why I've come. War is not necessary.
Are you blind? We're being crushed. War is all we have left.
There are things more powerful than bullets that can provide you victory.
That's right. Bombs. We have plenty of those. We'll crush every one of you thieving Zionists.
I'm not a Zionist.
Haddad needed to end this interrogation. No time for dead ends.
I've come from the library to speak with Kamal Haddad,
the man said. Haddad's rage bowed to confusion.
That's my father.
His father had been an academic, schooled in Palestinian history, teaching at the college in Jerusalem. He'd recently acted as an emissary between the Arabs and the British, trying to stop the massive Jewish immigration and prevent the Nakba. His efforts had failed.
My father is dead.
Haddad spied concern in the prisoner's eyes.
I was not aware.
2 weeks ago, he blew off the back of his head with a rifle. He left a note saying that he couldn't bear to watch the destruction of his homeland. He felt responsible for not stopping the Zionists.
Haddad brought a revolver close to the guardian's face.
Why did you need my father?
Your father was entitled to share in our knowledge. That's why I came, to invite him to share.
Share what?
The guardian shook his head.
That's only for him.
He's dead.
Which means another invitee will be chosen.
Haddad nestled the barrel of the gun between the man's eyes.
I just made myself the invitee. Speak your knowledge.
The man's eyes seemed to penetrate him. This man had clearly faced dilemmas before. Haddad admired courage.
You fight a war that is not necessary, against an enemy that is misinformed,
the man said.
What in God's name are you talking about?
That's for the next invitee to know.
Mid-morning was approaching. Haddad needed sleep. From this prisoner, he'd hoped to learn the identity of members of the Jewish underground. The British were supplying the Zionists with rifles and tanks. For years, the British had made it illegal for Arabs to own weapons, which had placed them at a severe disadvantage. True, Arabs came with more numbers, but the Jews were better prepared, and Haddad feared the outcome of this war would be the legitimacy of the State of Israel. Haddad stared into eyes that never drifted from his, and he knew this man was prepared to die. Killing had become much easier for him over the past few months. Jewish atrocities helped ease what little of his conscience remained. Only 19, and his heart had turned to stone. But war was war. He pulled the trigger.